I'm Zachary Turner. When homeowners invest in residential solar, their first question is probably, how long till these panels pay for themselves? Solar advocates hope to reverse new rates that make that payback period last a lot longer, but an appellate ruling keeps them in place. Here's the report. Duke Energy compensates customers for the energy they generate and return to the grid. The utility lowered the rates it credits residential solar customers last October. Duke Energy has said the previous rates meant other customers were subsidizing solar owners. Duke also added a $10 monthly charge to distribute the cost of maintaining the grid. Environmental groups, including the Environmental Working Group and NC Warn, appealed the state regulator's decision. They argued that state regulators violated the law by not issuing an independent study of rooftop solar's costs and benefits before approving Duke Energy's net metering rates. The court ruled last week that the State Utility Commission had fulfilled its duty to investigate the cost and benefit of rooftop solar. An analysis by the State Consumer Advocacy Agency determined the new rates would more than double monthly energy bills for residential solar users. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.